window that trombone shot, though?
It's Flicks in That with Steve Newell.
Good afternoon, Steve Newell.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Howdy.
How's tricks?
Good as.
Halfway through the week, I think. If I do, yep.
Nice.
With the crummy weather over the weekend, I blasted a lot of television.
Oh, good. Same.
I'm looking for something else.
Well, you've come to the right place. You've come to the radio where you can watch all sorts of things.
You're going to cheat on your television with a movie screen, John. Is that what you...
Yeah, maybe.
I need something else.
I've
tiny little TV at home, having a cry.
I confess I still haven't actually made it to the actual cinema just yet.
Okay.
But it does feel like normality is starting to resume somewhat. My privileged existence of getting invited to lots of media screenings has resumed today with the first media invitation since lockdown of a New Zealand comedy called This Town, which opens in August. But it was like a nice feeling to get a generic publicist email and think that, you know, while the States may still be a shithouse here, we're getting kind of back to some familiar
food and drinks
things.
Supplied at these media screenings.
Maybe a popcorn and a Coke.
Vintage tangy fruit supply maybe might come out from time to time.
I've heard rumours that the snack bar at the movie cinema, at some movie cinemas, isn't quite back to full capacity. And I'm looking at you, popcorn. I think popcorn, I've heard word on the street is popcorn isn't
flowing
back on the full
menu.
On the full regular.
I had some popcorn at home just the other day.
Well, then that solves that problem.
So,
a healthy snack.
Forget about it, actually. Yeah.
The other kind of in semi-normality news, the New Zealand International Film Festival is on its way. That was originally just scheduled to be an online festival, and that is still the lion's share of it, of films that you can rent to watch at home.
The NZ if.
If or if not.
NZ.
The choice is yours. But they are having some limited screenings, more details that are coming, but they've got ASB Waterfront Theatre, Bridgeway, Hollywood, a Capital in Mount Eden, and I'm forgetting at least one other, but there will be the chance to go some of these films. The program's out. I'm just going to quickly touch on a couple of things. These are being covered in more detail and on B-Movies on Breakfast, but a few things that jumped out from the program for me. A film called Bloody Nose Empty Pockets, which immediately paints a beautiful picture. It's a documentary about a dive bar in Las Vegas, which is about to close, and we're talking like pretty grubby. Mm. Like the sort of dive bar I think we'd all love to go and have a beer at, but also is home to people who are there every single day of the week because it's kind of all their alcoholic lives can entail. I think it's going to be, it looks like it's going to be a really good portrait of the sort of community that you don't get to see captured on screen very often. So I'm looking forward to that one. Jumbo, this is playing as part of Ant Timpson's Incredibly Strange program, and it explores the phenomena of objectum sexuality, which is when you form romantic relationships with objects rather than entities.
I've seen an interesting clip of somebody loving their red sports car.
Yes, the cars do seem to figure highly with this particular one. I mean, one could speculate for a long time about why that is, the way that they are fetishizingly shot and catalogued through
best
one's
part was
life.
For some reason, they were interviewing this guy's mate, and he was concerned about his mate.
That gets pretty awkward, doesn't it? That gets pretty awkward.
He was worried about his mate, loving his cat.
In Jumbo, that Jumbo's inspired with the story of a woman who married the Eiffel Tower, although in the film they have...
which one?
Which woman or which Eiffel Tower?
Carry on.
The small one in Las Vegas or the big one in Paris?
These are all questions.
Oh, yeah. In this instance, it's actually an illuminated amusement park ride. Looking forward to that. That one's called Jumbo. In a very different kind of tone. The director of a doco called The Queen of Versailles, which looked at this huge mansion being built by uber-rich people who then kind of lost their money maybe a decade or so ago. She's back with a documentary called The Kingmaker, where she talks to Imelda Marcos of the Philippines, who's the billionaire politician, historical shoe collector.
Sneakers.
One of those
sneaker.
More of a little bit of a lift there, like just a slight bit of an elevation, maybe some patent leather in there as well. She's a absolutely free of remorse human being for any of her excesses.
Huge ego.
I believe there's a little bit of ego there. Yeah. She's described as being variously characterized as boastful and unrepentant. Oh, there so, go. But there you go. On the
yeah, the camera.
Yeah.
Now, I hope you've got a really good setup to watch at home, because here's one that you'll want to have the kind of maximum screen size, like blackout curtains, and real booty sound system. The late composer Johan Johansson, who did the score for Mandy, for Arrival, was an incredibly gifted musician. His directorial debut arrived after his death. It's a film called Last and First Men, and it looks like experimental weirdness where he's shot in black and white in these kind of remote locations without a cast, and his film's like a far future sci-fi after humanity's basically bitten the dust. And it's got some narration by Tilda Swinton. I think this is just basically your kind of think about the things you do to accompany a viewing of 2001: A Space Odyssey, and maybe do those exact same things when you watch this. And it might be better actually, because I mean, occasionally at a film that you see at the International Film Festival, you see the odd person coming in with red eyes or a little bit unsure of their circumstances.
Vitamin D deficiency.
Yeah. So being able to do these things in the privacy of your own home is probably an advantage this year. And the last one I mentioned today...
You did just describe a movie theater.
What was the name of that one?
That's called Last and First Men. I think it's going to be... It could be a bit of hard yakka, but I think those that are keen to put themselves through a bit of patient weirdness, maybe... Reward. Slightly altered.
Sounds like you might be able to catch a little nap as well and wake up and still have a good time.
It might make as much sense.
Yeah, good. I like that. Those are good ones.
And the film that Flix is really happy to be associated with in the festival, it's another one of Ant Timpson's selections. It's a horror called Relic.
Good name.
Yeah, it's a pretty good name. I think there's another horror called Relic, so it's going to confuse some people. This one currently has 100% rating on Rotten Tomatoes. It's a horror that's about family relationships and dementia, so it's probably pretty depressing as well as spooky. But hey, that's all good. Again, you're in the privacy of your own home. If you need to have a cry, you're right there. That's International Film Festival stuff. But what have we all been watching? John, you said you've been watching lots of telly. What was that?
Telly? I watched Force Majeure. Over the weekend. Great. I know that won at Cannes like 6 years ago.
You know what? This is the film about crumbling masculinity in the face of a bit of a fright. I think is a gentle way to put that.
That's great. Just nice, slow pacing, couple of awkward laughs. You know, great film.
Some people have famously confused a scene from this film where a dad, like an avalanche is coming towards a bunch of people having lunch, and the dad like bolts for it and leaves his family behind. And then afterwards,
movie, I watched that. That was terrible.
It's great. And in the wake of that, you know, it's kind of his relationships kind of fall apart because he's a giant wuss. Mm-hmm. This was remade recently, starring Will Ferrell and Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
That was terrible.
That's terrible, because the humor on offer. I mean, it's maybe I think it does still translate, but they've just kind of like shaved the edges off the movie, so it's not quite as bleakly comic, and then it doesn't work. That brings me to something I watched on the weekend, which was Will Ferrell's Eurovision comedy, which is on Netflix, and I was quite excited about this. I thought. Will Ferrell and Rachel McAdams playing an Icelandic entrant in the Eurovision song competition would have huge comedic potential, and I don't even think I got a chuckle out of this film. No. This did not work.
Two euro,
not enough vision. Honestly, I can't unrecommend this film enough.
Okay, good.
Somebody rented a Swedish film Border on YouTube. Absolutely amazing.
And Big Hungry, you've actually been to the cinema over the weekend.
I went.
What's this?
To the fancy spot there in Newmarket, Event Cinema, and watched Fight Club on a big screen. And I didn't realise till afterwards that Fight Club's 2.5 hours long. It's quite a long movie, but it goes like that because it's a fantastic movie.
Brad Pitt's great, in great shape.
He's in pretty good nick. He's not Legends of the Fall condition, but he's in pretty good nick. But yeah, great movie.
Did you
man.
Get popcorn?
No, I didn't. Actually, I just hit you. There's a bar there, so a friend of mine got a mezcal situation, and I grabbed a cappuccino.
That's very upmarket.
It was a Sunday night.
That's Newmarket. Right?
I was somebody calls you at about 7:30, and you're already pretty baked. And you're like, okay, we're going to a movie. I better have a little coffee.
Nice.
It's good, man.
What's the overall back in cinema buzz? Since I've got many questions. Were people there? What was the vibe?
The seats in there are like Like, if you've ever wondered what first class on a plane's like, probably like that. Keep wondering, I guess, but go there and have a go. I don't know.
Because we'll never ever be on first class ever, or you wouldn't just
be,
no plans.
You wouldn't be forgiven for kind of trying to rip the arm off a seat thinking it's a fridge. You know what I mean? It's that kind of chair.
Fancy.
Yeah, it's good times, man.
Well, hopefully we'll all get through.
I had to get a Westfield app to validate my parking, but apart from that, it was great.
May we all enjoy this possible fridge-armed chair soon enough.
I can't believe you. Have you not been? Check out. Don't you go see a new movie theatre every time they open? Like
this
Disneyland type.
Yeah,
thing?
just as the new Event Cinemas was opening, was just kind of when everything was starting to grind to a halt.
Right. Okay, I'm reading the room now. You're a bit
mad. Is the other one on Broadway still
that I've
there?
Been in.
So it is still there. Yeah.
So there's
yeah.
three cinema options.
Well, Rialto is the thing.
Well, the interesting thing is that Event own Rialto, so they've got three sites along that strip now. One may speculate endlessly about why that is, but I think that the notion that they may be holding on to at least one of those to prevent a competitor gaining a foothold may be an idea worth speculating about. I've got one recommendation before I go. I'm going to go home and watch a film that I watched last week. It's having an encore screening in the lounge because it was so much fun. It's a film called from 1991 called Stone Cold. It's got nothing to do with Stone Cold Steve Austin.
It does now.
It stars Brian Bosworth, who is an NFL player who they tried to transform into an action star. And this film fails. No. This is a film about an extremely muscle bound man with a strange taste in underwear who is a cop who goes undercover in a biker gang.
Is it Arnold Schwarzenegger 2.0 but didn't work out?
It's very much he could be Arnie, he could be Dolph Lundgren, he could be XYZ.
Yes.
This film I thought would just kind of be like, oh yeah, it's this sort of B grade action film I haven't seen. Dust off a DVD and watch it. Might have some good moments, and I was glued to the screen because it's just constantly interesting. It's called Stone Cold. It's from 91.
Sounds like a cringe.
You can find a DVD copy out there if you fossick around.
Okay, and that one that I saw was called Fight Club. You should probably check
Fight
that out.
Fight Club.
Not supposed to talk about it.
Real auteurs use star wipes.
That was Flicks and That on 95 BFM.